Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. It's time to get your chair and get your Bible and pull up to the radio. You may want to turn it up and be ready to follow along. We're doing a study on Jesus, and we're doing this as an introduction to Sunday school lessons that were written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of 1923. And let me quickly go over what we have studied so far in this introduction. It's a very extensive introduction. And in this introduction, Elam writes how that Jesus is the Savior of the world, that He came in the fullness of time, that as the Word, He's always the source of life, and that the Word became flesh. We read the testimony of John the Baptist in John chapter 1, and how Jesus is the author of life, and the light of the world, and the water of life. We have a few more things to say about Jesus being the water of life. And then we're going to talk about Jesus as being the bread of heaven. So get your Bible and be ready to study with us. And as you're grabbing your old Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. If you're coming from McMinnville, you'll find the building down there on your right. And it is a beautiful drive out into the country and the mountains and the farms and the beautiful scenes that God has made to come worship with us on a Sunday morning. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. In our last class, we were looking at how the Holy Spirit was promised unto men. And the purpose, the reason the Holy Spirit came, the purpose of His coming, was so that these men might be able to preach the Word in its perfection and in its fullness. And those then who turn away from the teaching of the Holy Spirit through the apostles, they are turning away from the Word of Christ, because Christ is the fountain of living waters. We are guided by the Spirit through the teachings of Christ, and this is manifest in the Spirit. In Romans 8, in verse 9 through 14, we read, "But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And Christ is in you, then the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But that the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, He that raised up Jesus from the dead shall give life also to your mortal bodies through His Spirit that dwelleth in you. So then, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Let me read that again. "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Are you a son of God? Are you a child of God? You will know if you are following the Word of God, because the Spirit gave us that Word. And to be led by the Spirit is to be led by that Word. We read about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-controlled. Against such there is no law. And they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lust thereof. All Christians become living water in that they teach and influence others to become Christians. But now let's go to the next point. And this is point number 9 of this introduction. And that is that Jesus is the bread of heaven. As from the water in Jacob's well, as the text Jesus preached to the Samaritan woman on a discourse upon the water of life, so also from the loaves on which he fed the 5,000 of the text, he preached a sermon on the bread of heaven. He not only accused the multitude of following him for the loaves and fishes, but exhorted them to work not for the food which perisheth, but the food which abideth unto eternal life, which the Son of Man would give unto them. John 6, verses 26 and 27. While the whole multitude sat on the northeastern shore of the Sea of Galilee the day before Jesus delivered this discourse in Capernaum, this is of a truth the prophet that cometh into the world, John 6 and verse 14. Yet they did not seek him as such in order to learn of him the great spiritual truths which he taught, to be governed by him and to glorify God through him, but because they ate of the loaves and were filled. And again, they wished to obtain food without labor. To them, this was a great thing. Instead of obeying God in self-denial, they would make Jesus a temporal political king for selfish purposes. Let it be said here parenthetically that all today who would make godliness a way of gain or seeking religion secular advantages are following Jesus for the loaves and fishes. Many who attend big meetings go for the loaves and fishes to enjoy themselves and to have a good time. While Jesus teaches all his disciples to work at some honest occupation for necessary wants, he emphasizes here the truth that the acquisition of food is not the chief end of existence or even of work. Life is more than the food, and the body more than the raiment, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Life has a holier purpose and higher aims than spending its energies in feeding and clothing the body merely, and the accumulation of worldly goods. Food, raiment, and earthly homes are necessary, but these are only means and not the end of existence. All the material things perish, and the body sustained by them perishes. The spirit lives forever and is the true man. Jesus draws a contrast between the perishing body and the soul, and the food which sustains the body and that which sustains the soul. All should work for the food which abideth unto eternal life. This is indeed practical. Jesus alone can give this spiritual food. But now we come to the next point. Point number 10, and that is that faith works through love. But it works. To believe on Jesus as the Son of God, the Christ, the Savior of the world, this is the work of God. That is, this is the work which God requires of men to do, and to do for themselves. In John 6, verse 28 and 29, we read, "They said therefore unto him, What must we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." It is a work of the heart. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 says, "Because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." But it also being a work of the heart, it is a work of obedience to which faith leads. Romans 6, verses 17 and 18 says, "But thanks be to God, that whereas ye were the servants of sin, ye became obedient from the heart to that form of preaching whereunto ye were delivered, and being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness." Faith, which does not appropriate the benefits and blessings of Christ's life, shed blood, and resurrection by hearty obedience unto God, is dead and is no work at all. We read in James 2, verses 14 through 26, "What doth it profit, my brethren, if a man say he hath faith, but hath not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and in daily food, and one of you shall say unto them, Go in peace and be warmed and filled, yet give them not the things needful for the body, what shall it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead in itself. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith apart from thy works, and I by my works will show thee my faith. Thou believest that God is one, thou doest well. The devils also believe and shudder. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith apart from works is barren? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, in that he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." You see that by works a man is justified, and not only by faith. And in like manner, was not also Rahab the harlot justified by works, in that she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead. Faith works through love. Galatians 5 and verse 6 says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith working through love." In James 3, 26 and 27 we read, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." With the miracle of the loaves and fishes before them, the multitude at this point in Christ Jesus' discourse asked for a sign that they might believe on him, referring to the fact that their fathers ate manna in the wilderness. To them, feeding a multitude one day was not to be compared to feeding 2 or 3 million for 40 years. Jesus replied that God fed their fathers on manna in the wilderness, but it was perishable, and those who ate it died. Now God feeds on the true bread from heaven, which people may eat and never die. Jesus then defined this bread, that which cometh out of heaven. 2, it giveth life. 3, unto the world. The manna perishes, this endures. The manna was for one nation, this is for all the world. When they took him literally and asked for such bread, thinking it would sustain physical life, Jesus declared that he himself was the bread of life, the true bread, and the living bread, which came down from heaven. To accept Christ as that prophet, to receive his teachings, to follow him, to believe in him as the Son of Man, sent of God, is to feed upon him as that bread. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is the Warren County Radio Bible School.